AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. naval blockade of Iran is apparently working, but diplomatic efforts to arrange more talks between Tehran and Washington are in full swing, with the Pakistani delegation in the Iranian capital. At the White House,
we've remained very much engaged.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
I've also seen some reporting about the potentiality for in-person discussions again. Those discussions are being had, but nothing is official until you hear it from us here at the White House.
Senate rejected Democrats' latest attempt to halt the war, turning aside a resolution that would have required U.S. forces to withdraw until Congress authorizes further action. White House Budget Chief Russ Vogt is telling Congress it'll take a massive upfront investment to ramp up weapons production and build more ships, planes, and drones. The Trump administration is seeking to boost defense spending to nearly $1.5 trillion in the next fiscal year. Violent thunderstorms have been hitting Michigan and Wisconsin, where Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency Wednesday after at least three tornadoes hit. And Mike Kempen reports a long-lasting weather pattern is threatening to shatter heat records across the eastern U.S.
The heat is unusual for April because of its early timing and duration. But for Olivia Barella, the heat created an opportunity to have fun with her family in New York's Washington Square Park.
We were all hanging out. We were playing soccer, you know. This is like the perfect time to play some games in the park.
Then Waldman learned that wearing a suit in the New York heat was no fun.
I knew I had to wear a suit today because I'm also going to be graduating soon, so I wanted to make sure I look good, but it is not worth the extra layers. You will sweat through all of this. Yeah, I'm feeling it for sure right now.
Forecasters expect near record temperatures to last into the weekend in cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. The National Weather Service says the heat wave should break later in the weekend, bringing cooler temperatures by Monday. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. A marmalade debate.
Marmalade has achieved a special place in British culture as the favorite food of Paddington Bear and a subsequent association with the late Queen Elizabeth.
Perhaps you would like a marmalade sandwich. I always keep one for emergencies.
So do I.
There are reports marmalade may have to be relabeled citrus marmalade under a food and drink deal between the UK and the European Union.
Marmalade madness.
The EU now allows non-citrus spreads to be called marmalade. In German, the word for jam is marmalade. Liberal Democrat lawmaker Tessa Mundt wants the government to ensure only citrus fruits can precede the word marmalade on labels.
I have seen strawberry marmalade and all sorts of pear marmalade. This is rubbish. There's no such thing.
Relabeling marmalade is part of measures to ease post-Brexit trade with the EU. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.